sound knock from the last summer like a teeny bop sock. Hop, kick your wally tops off. This the polygraph naked truth. So get naked, make a pump in a phone booth. Under a blue moon, the most don't move around. Cannibal mutated, your new favorite. And who did the food what makes shit? And we the what you gave hit status. Child the rhythm of a trillion fans looking at us. Nook and crannies, jumping on the travel foxes and the grabbers puppies. Child for your mom and your granddaddy. Cranberry type of couple likes. Out writing ripe and mic it in the morning, striking like a union. The job what you doing?
Cha cha cha, what you doing? Cha cha cha, what you doing? Cha cha.
Fun. You do the job, do a job, let's get this done. With 12 months of collecting the same, perfecting the drum. Come check it if you reckon we're done. It don't stop like a stoplight, impetuous bump. You betcha there's something special and it's getting you pumped. It's like something inflatable, even non-hateable. Do it with a stable full of hits so flavorful. For honeys who gyratable, you know the folks, some girls, shit ain't debatable. If I had a dollar for every time that I ate a fool. Back in the battle days, man, I had some major dope. Concerned about sound of folk, just made it down. With the folk whack, niggas get made the clown. With the yolk of an egg, and make the leg move. Bitch, we do when you pursue with you and hard toe. So hey, dude, rock needles on a hot one. Made you fade, do the whole fucking collection. We plan a bubble and build like an erection. Afternoon in July, plus Northwestern. We be the best ones, yeah.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Asian Wave 101, bringing to you your weekly dose of some of the best Chinese and Korean pop music and hottest news only on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you live from the University of British Columbia in the city of Vancouver. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you all for joining me this afternoon. It is an amazing day outside. The weather is incredible. And you know what? The only way this could get any better is with Asian music. So we're going to jump right into it, starting off with Taiwanese superstar singer Shou Luo. The song is called Wo De Huang Hou, My Queen, off his 10th studio album Lion Roar. It's a simple song and it's effective in its simplicity. The instrumental complements and supports Shou's vocals more rather than being the driving force of the song. With the lyrics, Shou sings about how he is a guy pledging allegiance to his queen. Which is another way of saying he is promising to be loyal to her until the very end. Whatever she needs, he will do for her. Whenever she calls, he will be there. He is the knight in shining armor to her, the queen. Starting us off on a bright note, Shou Luo, My Queen, coming right up. It's Asian Wave 101.
I'll be your wingman. Even if it means me taking a chubby, I will suck it up.
CITR has always been your ultimate wingman for when you have the ladies back at your place or whatever.
My queen on Asian Wave 101. Sho is a very hardworking artist, and keep an eye out for him now. As mentioned last week, he is one of the three artists from Taiwan to have recently signed contracts with Universal Music, a globally recognized label. He is getting ready to make his mark on the music, on the world music scene now. So moving on to Korea, a girl group from Korea that has been getting a lot of attention lately for their work over the last 6 months or so. They go by the name AOA, which stands for Ace of Angels. They are a little bit unique in terms of their performance style. The official membership of the group is 8 members, but 7 of them perform as an idol group, singing and dancing, and the other 5, the other is a 5-member band, and they play their own instruments. The one member who is not part of the 7-member idol unit is in the band one. So this was kind of their concept since debut, but lately the seven-member team has been getting more attention. This started happening last year with the single Hunderlia, meaning shake, though the song is also called Confused. So that is the track that we have coming up next. It is actually a very strong release. Let's check it out. Ace of Angels, Confused, coming up next.
Boy, keeps me falling low. Yeah, you make me so blinded. Oh, 내게 흔들려. Won't you be my love?
Confused, one of their most solid releases to date. If you're interested in hearing more from Ace of Angels, they released a new track last month called Short Hair. Coincidentally enough, the song they released before that was called Miniskirt. So it seems they're cutting everything off a little bit. Maybe we'll have a game of guessing in the future as to what their next release is going to be called. But of course, do support them if you like what you hear. Next up is a rookie group that debuted just this year under JYP Entertainment as a more hip-hop-oriented group. They are GOT7. They have seven members, two of whom, JB and Junior, had actually debuted earlier as JJ Project. Project. Fans of K-pop will have heard that name come up before, and three of the members are actually not from Korea. Mark, a Taiwanese-American from California, Jackson from Hong Kong, and Bam Bam from Thailand. The two remaining members are Yugyeom and Youngjae. They debuted back in January of this year with Girls, 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 self-explanatory, that title, and now they're following it up with a new EP and a new single. The song is called A, and it's a lighthearted, fun track just in time for the summer. It's about when a guy is aware of a girl who is trying to hide her feelings, but it's so obvious that she likes him. The title A is actually a reference to a Korean expression where one teases another person for trying to hide feelings trying to hide feelings that are very obvious. That's coming up next on Asian Wave 101. Seven's A. I'm sure a lot of us can relate to this song in some way, and that is what music is all about, letting people connect with the song and with each other at times, even if the language is different. GOT7 is a group with a lot of potential to make it big, so let's see how their future releases play out. As for the moment, they are still rookies and still considered newcomers in the industry. Our next song is a Mandopop song, very recently released, from Ah Mei. Ah Mei is one of the most popular Mandarin pop artists alive, with a very long and illustrious career. She first gained exposure in the industry through participation in the televised Five Lights Singing Contest, and during her first run on the show, she lost in the final round and took part again and was champion in 1994. She debuted in 1996 after being discovered by the late singer-producer Zhang Yusheng. And her debut album, Jie Mei, meaning sisters, sold over 1 million copies and is one of the few Mandarin pop albums from Taiwan to have done so and top charts for 9 consecutive weeks. She is one of the 3 artists, along with Show Lord, to recently sign with Universal, and her diva status remains uncontested. She recently released a brand new album called Pian Zhi Mian, meaning Faces of Paranoia, which I talked about last week during the news segment, was actually pirated and released 2 days ahead of schedule. The song from the album is called San Yue, which is Mandarin for March, the month of March. It's about moving away from a love that seems to be just not working, and as she moves on from it, she finds she can be happier, she can smile more, and yet there still seems to be this sense of longing. Let's listen to that and just let her vocals wash over you and take away the stress of the day.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the downtown area at
The Baker and the Chef, Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Dunlevy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save On Meats, and Vinyl Records.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Do you have an approaching test or exam and need help studying? Well, it's time to prepare yourself. The Study Van, www.studyvan.com, is a 100% free website dedicated to helping you achieve excellence. MCAT, History, Chemistry, French, Math, Biology, the Study Van covers it all. Tools are provided so you can create your own study group and do what you need to do. Ace your exam. The Study Van will help you help yourself. Give it a shot, you have nothing to lose, as once again it is a 100% free studying resource. So remember, when you need to study, go to the Study Van, www.studyban.com.
We are back, and now we have a track from a singer called Eric Nam. Eric is a Korean-American originally from Atlanta, Georgia. He first gained notice for singing covers and putting videos on YouTube, and it was through that a representative of a broadcasting network discovered him and flew him out to Korea to take part in a talent search show called Birth of a Great Star. He officially joined B2M Entertainment in late 2012 and debuted with the single Heaven's Door in January of 2013. The song from Eric today is his latest single, Ooh Ooh, released earlier this year, and it's a jazzy, funky song, very easy to snap your fingers or bob your head along to, and Eric's vocal tone isn't very common in Korea either. The song also features Hoya from Infinite as a guest rapper. Eric Nam, Ooh Ooh, coming up on Asian Wave 101.
Yeah. 모든 게 나에게 내게 오라 가만히 넣어봐요.
Eric Nam Ooh Ooh, very fun song. It's a little different from the usual Korean pop music, and Eric actually isn't really an idol either. So if you like that song, check out his debut EP, Cloud 9, and his song, Heaven's Door. You can find some shows from Korea where he acts as the MC as well. And go, just simply go check out more of him. Next, the segment where we catch up on the latest happenings in the Asian entertainment world, it is time for Asian Entertainment News. Now, first up, Chris, the former member of Korean boy band EXO, is rumored to be in a relationship with a Chinese director. Chris, who is currently in China filming a movie, is now caught up in some more rumors, this time saying that he is in a relationship with Xu Jinlei, an actress and director who is 16 years his senior. He made headlines 2 months ago with his sudden withdrawal from the band, and still, the reasons for his departure are still being speculated. So the reports on this matter also say that Chris was supposedly urged by his rumored lover to leave the band and file for contract termination from his label. So despite their age difference, the two are said to get along very well, and that Chris is actually very reliant on Jinlei. So, however, she was reported to have secretly married her boyfriend, Stanley Huang, just last year. It's leading to speculation that this is just a marketing ploy for the movie, considering Jinlei is directing the film and Chris is in it. Jinlei herself posted on her blog, "Is this a joke?" and Chris has yet to comment. On a related note, a mediated session occurred between Chris and SM on July 8th, where representatives sat down to discuss his contract termination, though the two parties were unable to reach a settlement. It seems that things are looking up for Chris. He hasn't officially stated what his reasons are for leaving, but it should be noted that he really does not have any intention of returning to the group and going back to the label, and he wants to make sure that happens. Regardless, he may have found something that he feels really suits his interests best, and that's what matters in the end. Best of luck to Chris. For the next story, I don't usually tend to talk about stories like this, but since this story is breaking news in China, I will mention it now. Chinese actress Tang Wei is engaged to Korean director Kim Tae-yong. They announced their engagement just last week, and they first met on the set of the film Late Autumn, starring Tang Wei and directed by Mr. Kim Tae-yong. They became friends when they met on the set and began seeing each other last year after working together on another project. They met on the set of Late Autumn and will be marrying this autumn. So it is reported that the two even learned the other's language for this reason, and they stated that it was the happiest moments for them, saying it made them understand, admire, and respect each other more. Of course, the announcement was followed by rumors that the bride-to-be is pregnant, which has since been declared by her manager to be untrue. Also, I think it is fair to mention that last month, Korean actress Chaerim was announced to be engaged to her Chinese actor boyfriend Gao Ziqi. The two first met on the set of a drama where they played a husband and wife role, and it seems like this was fate. They confirmed they were dating in March of this year and will likely tie the knot in October. Since, for this show, I cover the Chinese language entertainment world and the Korean entertainment industry, this, to me, is a kind of bridging of the two cultures in some way. Both Chaerim and Tang Wei have been very active and visible in the industries of their future spouses, and to see them connected really seems to further cement the idea of Asian entertainment, not Chinese, not Korean. So best of luck to the two happy couples, and maybe there will be more news like this in the future. Moving on to Korea, a Thai cover group has been revealed to have imitated a Korean band to the very last detail. The Thai group, known as Millennium Boys, but now active as XOT, was discussed on Mnet's show Dirty Talk in Korea on the subject of idol group imitations. It was found out a while ago that the group was active and gaining a lot of popularity as a near-perfect copy of the boy band EXO. The group generated a lot of controversy for copying everything EXO, promotional pictures, logos, even looks and styles. It was also revealed that the members of XOT even copied the pictures the EXO members have on their social networks. It was also revealed on the show that when EXO member Baekhyun was caught up in his dating scandal with Sonyeoside member Taehyun, the member of the Thai group impersonating him also revealed his own relationship. Show host Kim Gura jokingly asked if the member impersonating Chris had left the group and was shocked to find out that it had actually happened. Supposedly, the group XOT has apologized to EXO fans in the past, and SM Entertainment, the label that manages EXO, has considered taking legal action, but has decided not to do so for the time being. So, you don't have to be a fan of EXO to be mad about this. As musicians, they put in a lot of work to deliver music that they can be proud of to their fans. And when someone else is not just imitating, but blatantly stealing everything what they and their team have put together, you can't help but think, seriously, is this actually happening? So hopefully this issue is resolved soon, and hopefully the members of XOT will find out that they will most likely be happier and take more pride in creating their own original content. Last but not least, the group G.O.D., iconic group G.O.D.'s new album Story is doing quite well. G.O.D. released their 8th studio album 2 days ago as 5 members. The album was released to commemorate the 15th anniversary of their debut. And soon after release, the single The Story of Our Lives hit number 1 on several music charts, along with the already released Sky Blue Promise. 2 other songs, Saturday Night and Stand Up, will be the singles off this album. The group will soon be starting their concert to commemorate the group's 15 years since its inception. The 2-day show will start this Saturday, and the group has 8 more concerts planned in Korea. G.O.D. is one of the most famous Korean boy bands to have ever graced the stage in Korean music history, becoming one of the few acts to have had more than one album become a million seller in Korea. Their music really defined a generation, but I don't really know who to compare them to. But all the same, if you're interested, this group would definitely be a good choice for some old classic songs. All the best to G.O.D. in their future endeavors. That will do it for this week's entertainment news. Tune in again next week for more coverage. But for now, we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we have more music on Asian Wave 101.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here. God. Oh. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Oh, everybody.
God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Oh, isn't there anything?
Anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
For the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us, tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
V. the lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
We are back, and now we have a very popular girl group from Korea. It is 4 Minute under Cube Entertainment. The group has 5 members, and it is very easy to remember all the member names because they have names with similar characters. The members are Ji-hyun, Ga-yun, Ji-yun, Hyuna, and So-hyun. See? Very easy to remember. The song from 4 Minute today is from 2012. It's called Volume Up. The production of this song is not very common. It features, of all things, a saxophone as the primary instrument for a very smooth musical experience combined with Ji-yoon and Ga-yoon's vocals. It's got power as well. The concept for the video is also pretty different as well. I believe the concept for them is that they are vampires and they are out to get you, or something along those lines. Anyway, 4 Minute, Volume Up, coming up next.
Yeah.
That was 4 minutes, volume up. I'm sure some of you have heard this name before, but it's due to member Hyuna, who is featured in Psy's Gangnam Style music video, and that was what kind of pushed her into the international spotlight. As a group, though, when you consider the other members, how they really aren't as popular as Hyuna, they are actually very underrated. So go and check out their other work. They released a new single not too long ago. And now it is time for our Canadian Artist of the Week. Vancouver-based rock band Cry of Silence is back with us this week with a song off their album Influence called Old Habits Die, another very positively charged song from some great local talent. If you like it, you can visit their website for more information on the band, cryofsilencemusic.com, and check out their SoundCloud for more of their original music as well. The song Old Habits Die is all about shaking off bad habits, leaving them behind, and moving forward. That's coming up next, and after that, a very talented Mandarin pop artist who needs no introduction, no lengthy introduction at all. It's Khalil Fong with a song off his latest album. But first, Cry of Silence, Old Habits Die.
Try to 一个人，或许要慷慨。若只想要被爱，最后没有了对白，必须有你我的情真，不求气氛的平等，总有幸福有心疼，生命的起伏要认可。懂一个人也需要忍耐，要经过了意外才了解所谓的爱。今后的岁月让我们一起了解，多少天长地久有机会细水长流。我们吃的饭特别的热，奋不顾身难舍难分，是一般人的认真，可只有一天爱一个人，让那时间每一刻在倒退，生命中有万事的可能。你就是我要遇见的特别的人。懂一个人需要忍耐，要经过了意外才了解所谓的爱。今后的岁月让我们一起了解，多少天长地久有机会细水长流。我们是对方特别的人，难舍难分，不是一般人的认真。若只有一天爱一个人，让那时间每一刻在倒退，生命中有万事的可能。你就是我要遇见的特别的人。有时候我们都会寂寞，有时也会失败，怕被淘汰，想去找一个明白。要我曾经多次的等待，未来你何时回来，人山人海总有你的存在。有你我的爱，我们是对方特别的人，奋不顾身难舍难分，不是一般人的认真。若只有一天爱一个人，让那时间每一刻在倒退，生命中有万事的可能。你就是我要遇见的特别的
Khalil Fong, and right before that was Cry of Silence, both very standout talent. Khalil is a very unique talent in the Mandarin pop world. I say it time and time again. So up next, though, we have a track from Elvis Hsiao, but first, a more explanation on Khalil Fong. The song was actually called 特别的人, meaning special person, which is off his newest album, 危险世界, meaning dangerous world, released earlier this year. So go give his entire album a bit of a listen. So the next track, as I said, is from Taiwanese singer Xiao Ya Xuan, otherwise known as Elvis Hsiao. It's a song off her two-disc album, Supergirl, and it's called 放爱情一个假, which means it translates to give love a vacation. The song is a little more acoustic in sound, It's not so much about a couple taking time away from each other, but letting love be free and working together to make their love a stronger bond through different experiences. I feel that this type of message is relatable in different ways as well. There are times when everyone needs a vacation, and having a break to recharge can make us more productive as well when we return to our everyday lives. So Elva Hsiao, Give Love a Vacation, coming up next. Elvis Hsiao's Give Love a Vacation. I hope that it was relaxing and soothing and helped each of you to wash away all the stresses of the mundane days. Go and support Elva, check out her album and some of her earlier work as well. Don't go just yet, I have one more track for you. It's by Pongbang Shinki, DBSK, The Rising Gods of the East. It is their latest Korean release from a repackaged edition of their 7th full-length studio album, Tense. The song is called Suri Suri, which means spellbound. The song is released and performed as a duo, as three members left the group due to conflicts with the label. And it's much jazzier than their previous releases in the past, which I, as a jazz musician, really appreciate. That's coming up for you right now, and for your weekly storytelling and mythological tale needs, stick around for Seamorg, hosted by Matap, right after. I'm Steve. This has been Asian Wave 101, only on CITR 101.9 FM. Be sure to tune in again next week. Until then, take care, everyone.
Suri suri ma suri su suri saba. 마술이 수술이 사바.
Yo, this is Speech, and right now you're listening to CITR 101.9. Peace.
Your smarty pants out there in the fucking.